Start.
Okey-dokey. Let us begin. Welcome to the November 2024 meeting. I don't know where 2024 went, but let us begin with our usual roll call. So, and I was just reminded, today is the 37th anniversary of Silicon Valley Council of the Blind. And I was mentioning to Rob, his daughter is just 1 year older than that. I mean, you know, it's bizarre to think about 37 years. And I do believe that there is a Roger Peterson in the house today. And he remembers every bit of it, absolutely. Like it was yesterday, I'm sure. Oh, thank you. And I just got cookie delivery, woo-hoo. Okay, so how about if we start with roll call? So Alice Turner, your president from Sunnyvale, with Cora at home with her puppy sitter.
I got one.
You got one?
Okay. I took it from Alice.
Oh, okay. There's one in the podium, too.
Diane Wetzel, council member.
Babe.
What's that? Oh, David Hoffman, treasurer, and guide dog Haley.
Yes, Haley. You behave yourself now. Okay.
Debbie Armstrong, I've already broken into my bag of cookies, secretary.
Mike Eastley, let's see, newsletter editor, and a little other things.
Rob Turner, immediate past president.
Anna Bellino, San Jose.
President Smith, Sunnyvale, chat person.
Lorraine, you ready?
Yeah. Lorraine Brown, Vice President, San Jose.
Perla.
Hi, this is Perla, and I'm sorry to tell you that all the cookies with nuts are gone, but I do still have lots of great chocolate chip cookies to sell.
Good morning. This is Carol Silveria, corresponding secretary and also fundraising chair. And I also brought cookies that were left over from the picnic that have been in my freezer for the past 2 months. And there's two cookies in each bag, and we're selling those for $1 each. And we have oatmeal raisin. We have chocolate chunk, and we have double nut.
Ooh.
So.
All right.
It's Naomi, hospitality chair, and I was the goodies person today. I hope you guys enjoyed the pumpkin bread.
Oh, we sure did.
The pumpkin bread was delicious, Naomi. I loved it. This is Shane Lacasio, San Jose.
All right.
Jane Morgan from San Jose, the new guy with the awkward name.
Susan Marvin, mom.
Hey.
Frank Brown, past client, Santa Clara.
Hey.
Hi, this is Donna. I'm the lunch chair.
John Stolt, San Jose, new member.
Penny, volunteer.
Big Bad John McNulty from the Oakmont in San Jose.
Hey, John.
This is John Kenzie here. Good morning, everybody, and welcome, everybody, to, believe it or not, the final meeting of 2024.
My name is Joe Silveria, board member, and I just wanted to say I'm being termed out, but it's been my pleasure to be on this council board for the last 3-4 years it's been, and it's been my privilege. I want to thank you.
6 years. Hello, this is Roger Peterson, and I'm here, and I was there maybe 7 years ago. I'm not sure I remember what happened in between. Anyway, I noticed that in the newsletter it says something about me and the Constitution or something, or bylaws, and I didn't authorize that, and I hope somebody has a copy of the bylaws, because I'm not sure.
I do.
And I have some money for some dues for somebody.
Okay. And last but not least, it's Claudia Volunteer.
All right, wonderful. What a great group of folks we have here today. So we're going to begin with our program, and I'll just give a quick introduction to the program, and then I'll turn it over to David. Yeah? That usually happens after intros. That's okay. So for the program, one of our members, Diane Wetzel, who has just recently joined the board. So I just want to piggyback on what Joe said first to thank him for all of his support in serving not only on the board, but serving in all of the committees and helping out with events. And so I think we have the best chapter in the world, basically. But truly, everyone just chips in and does so many things. And we have an amazing community here. And Joe and Carol are really important to that community.
And Joe served for 6 years.
6 years, Mr. Joe. So, as you know, with our elections, Diane is going to be joining the board, and we'll be doing that little ceremony in January, as we always do. And one of the things that we've started when a new board member comes on board is we have a mentor program. And so our infamous vice president, Lorraine, is going to be serving as the mentor for Diane to help her to get acclimated and comfortable and being the wonderful contributor that I know that she's going to be. So since we're in the clapping mood, let's clap for Diane.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
We have somebody on Zoom called.
Oh, Deb. Thank you. And let's hurry up the Zoom.
Oh, yeah. Deb?
Hi, it's Deb from Campbell with a cold.
And who is it? Deb Runyon.
Yeah.
Hey, Deb. Well, good to hear your voice.
Thanks.
Notification and notification center from JAWS.
Okay. And JAWS, it's great to hear you too. So let's hand it over. David, do you have a mic or do you need this one? Okie dokie. Could we get another mic?
Yeah.
And then Diane can have one and David can have one because that will be easier.
Please.
So I'm going to turn it over to David. David's going to have a conversation with Diane, and she's going to share with us her experience in starting up her own business. And then,
okay.
And she may also have some items associated with her business here today, but I'm not completely sure about that one. So I'm hearing movement.
This is going.
And I can handle this. I can hand over this mic to somebody as well. Okay, take it away.
All right, is this thing on?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, I have to say, I'm a little disappointed in the round of applause that we got for Diane for being aboard. So let's give Diane a round of applause for coming and braving the interview process and for her great work. Yes, standing ovation. Okay, so Diane is going to, we're going to present for 35 minutes or so, depending on how that goes. And then we will take questions. And then following that, following the business meeting at noon time, Diane will be up at the front table here with products demo. You can take a look or take a sniff of what she has. You can make purchases, and it just so happens, it was not arranged this way, but I wanted to mention it, that the product line that Diane represents with all her heart, the deadline for shipping for Christmas is today. Oh. So if anyone wants to order stuff, you'll get it by Christmas. So
actually, that's December.
Is what?
December. The date I gave you was December. December 11th.
Oh.
December. The date, yeah. But you can order today if you want.
Oh, okay. My mistake. You have till December 11th to order for Christmas. There we go. Okay. Just a brief introduction, and I'll let Diane go. Diane has history with selling products that are a passion for her and that she likes, so it's not something that she has. And this is a presentation about how she got into selling this line and a line that she uses herself. The product is called Scentsi, S-C-E-N-T-S-I, so it's a...
Why?
Why?
Sorry.
Email you sent it on. Okay. Scentsi with a Y at the end. Diane, why don't you start by giving us a brief overview of Scentsi as a company and their product line and why you're so passionate about their products?
Well, I love Scentsi because I've always liked the thought behind scented candles, wax, anything like that. It's like aromatherapy to me. But the thing about the Scentsi candles is there's no soot, no smoke, no flame, nothing like that. And I fell in love with it a few years ago when I was asked to do an online Scentsi party, and I bought a few things, and then later I became a consultant, and it's my form of recreation, and I very much love it. I love the products.
What's the advantage between, or what's the difference between scented candles and the product line that Scentsi offers?
So one of their biggest sellers is the wax and the wax warmers, or if you would call like a candle base or candle holder, the typical bar of wax comes in, there's no wick or anything. So it comes in a clamshell with 9 or 8 break apart pieces, and you can put a couple in a warmer and it warms within a few minutes, and it's very easy to clean up, and you can warm up a small space in minutes, and it's depending on the scent, you can get a lot of strong scents throughout your house.
And how often can you reuse the wax?
Depending on the wax itself, some are stronger than the others. So what I usually do is I will maybe melt mine for a couple of days and then decide to discard it, or I can put it back into the clamshell and then use a different one and then come back to this one, reuse some of the wax for maybe a second time, maybe about two or three different uses.
And when you're demoing later at noon, you'll have some warmers with some wax so people can see what that's all about?
Yes. And let me find out, is there anybody here that has allergies? Okay. So I will say that the wax is made of paraffin and essential oils. So if that's an issue, please let me know before I start warming. And then maybe if it's that bad, maybe I will not warm. I have, you know, whatever's easier, whatever's better for everybody.
Okay.
I can at least have you smell the wax.
Yeah.
So
I understand that Scentsy wasn't your first product line or product that you used and then decided to engage with more. When did you start with this type of activity?
So I started selling Avon almost 30 years ago because I wasn't working, wasn't going to school or anything at the time. And I wanted something. I wanted like a little hustle. And so I started with Avon and I've been selling it ever since. And their product line has changed from time to time, but it's not just your mother's makeup company anymore. They sell a wide variety of products now and I've stuck with it. They've got a lot of things to offer.
And so at the time you were low vision?
Yes.
And with your experience with Avon and now Scentsy, what would you say how would you describe your experience in terms of accessibility and support and from the company or from the Avon or Scentsy community?
Well, let me expand a little bit on Avon first, and I'll just say that when I first started selling it, technology was not where it was today, so I had to do a lot of things in person, even dropping off my orders and taking orders over the phone and calling in my orders and all that. But they have a lot of support on both on Facebook and also you can call and speak to a representative. And rolling over to Scentsy, I am in a blind and visually impaired consultants group on Facebook for Scentsy. And they have been very helpful to each other. And there is a staff with Scentsy, at least one staff member who caters to that group and anybody who happens to be blind or visually impaired. So if anybody were to ever decide to join Scentsy, they would have a lot of support.
And so you can comment on this, but just when I was talking to Diane about preparing for this, I got the impression that, I asked her, so that she's perfectly capable and willing to help. So if someone has, I don't want to get involved, I don't want to buy anything, I'm not on Facebook and so on, you don't have to be. And she'll answer any questions, place orders for you. And I'm excited to try some of the products. So you're not pushing the products and saying, and there's not big minimums to buy. People can just look at the stuff now, get an idea, think about it. There's lots of different options for people if they want to get stuff for themselves or for gifts.
Yes.
Tell me about some of the special things that Scentsy offers that you can do to help people.
Well, Scentsy has a lot of different scent systems. They've got fans, they've got wall fans, they've got little USB fans, cordless fans, they've got essential oils, they've got bath and body and laundry products, and they even have pet shampoos for the doggies. And if you remember those little cardboard things you put on your your car mirror, you know, those little scent thingies. They've got those too. So anything that you can think of, just about anything. And they also have these little flowers that they have oil in the flowers, but if you don't keep them near paper, the paper will not eat the oil. So I found that out the hard way. I had a piece of paper next to the flower, and all of a sudden I see all this oil all over the paper. I'm thinking, what happened? So, but it's a very, very, they're all, anything you choose, they're very safe. And there's also stuffed animals, different sizes that you can buy for gifts. And everything, because of the name itself, Scentsy, everything has scent involved.
So it sounds like they have lots of different types of products. What about the number of scents that they have? I understand that they, at any given time, how many different scents do they have? And I understand that they change from season to season.
Yeah, and they also have limited time offers. So I would say between 85 and 90 at any given time.
Okay, and they you told me about a couple of things that I found interesting. That one was about a mystery box, and the other one was about you can request a scent that was available and is no longer, and people vote. Oh. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so, okay, they have monthly, they put together a curated box. It's called a with box, and it's various products. Some will have, like, soap, and a mini warmer or a mini fan diffuser, and a few other odds and ends. And also, if you fall in love with a scent on a bar that you like, and it is going away because of the holidays or because of the catalog season, you can choose to put that in a club membership. If you decide to join the club, all you pay is for what you purchase plus shipping. And it's really easy, very, very simple. And if it's easier for you, if you want to do a club, put something in a club and you don't want to pay for the shipping, I can do that for you. I can add it to my club. Or if you have any items that you want to purchase locally, I mean, if you want to make a purchase, you don't want to pay for shipping, just see me directly and I can have it shipped and bring it here if that is feasible.
So Diane will create special deals for you and get the inside track. And you don't have to, get involved. You don't have to make big regular purchases. You buy as frequently or as infrequently as you want, and you can do it on your own online, whatever.
And speaking of deals, David, sorry, I just wanted to add.
Yes, speaking of deals,
they have many bundle and save options too. So if you want to buy, say, two or three of something, bundle them up and save a little bit of money.
So if someone wants to perhaps find out about how to get a little bit more involved or attend a party, oops, I answered the question, to get a little bit more involved, how, and just to see what's involved or how would they proceed?
Well, they can contact me directly or go to my website, which will be provided later on paper. I've got all the cards made out. And also, so the website is, it's kind of hard to spell out, but I can tell you later. It's Candeluxury, CANDELUXURY.scentsy.us, and that can give you more information. And another way to get to know the products is could have a virtual or in-person party where you could demo products, and I could loan testers and things like that.
And we'll put this information in the newsletter. What are your favorite scents for different seasons?
Oh, where do I start? I love a lot of the bakery scents.
Ooh.
They are nice, calorie-free. Just don't go eating the wax. And I love a lot of the holiday scents. So I like one of the bakery ones is blueberry cheesecake and actually apple pie. That's another one that's a good one.
Ooh.
just to name a couple, so. So, yeah.
Okay, what sense do you have with you today?
I've got a lot.
A lot, okay.
Yeah, too many to name, sorry, but okay. A lot of different. I brought some from each normal catalog category, and I brought some of the holiday ones.
So you mentioned when we were talking that you mentioned the catalog season. So each catalog season is 6 months. And
yes.
What Diane mentioned was towards the end of each catalog season, they want to sell off some of their stock. So that's when there's sales and things that are cheaper. So it's a good time to, you know, if you want to, for down the road, for parties or whatever, birthdays and so on.
And then often they will have, sorry to interrupt you, I forgot to add that they will have flash sales. They don't even tell us representatives half the time. They'll give us like maybe 48 hours. Guess what? We're having a sale. So, and you'll have the opportunity to also sign up for the e-newsletter if you wish.
And then, so you mentioned when we were talking about how someone wants to maybe try out some of these things and maybe try them out, that they can buy boxes or bundles, and with each box or bundle they get, what do they get and what are the different sizes? Or,
well, there are different sizes and different bundling options available. There are so many, there's a couple where you can buy two full size warmers, and I'm leaves that they come with at least three waxes, maybe six of your choice. There's a whole bunch of different options. Like with the wax, you can buy a bundle of three or a bundle of six, and there are just so many options to even name. There's a lot of different things, so if you have questions about bundling, I'd be happy to help you with that.
And they ship within the U.S.?
Yes, they ship within the U.S. and Canada, and I'm trying to remember parts of Europe. Unfortunately, not Mexico.
Okay. You mentioned the stuffed animals. So I thought, just go. What do they do with the product line Scentsy Buddies?
So the Scentsy Buddies are not a huge, but maybe the size of possibly half of a pillow, a regular pillow. And it comes with your choice of scent pack that you can put into a zipper pouch. And then you could slip it on your bed or slip it on the couch or whatever. And then there are little mini things called buddy clips. And you could clip those on your bag, your backpack, or whatever. And those have built-in scents with them. And they actually last a long, long time. I have a couple that I still have in the packaging, but the packaging isn't open. And I bought those about 2 or 3 years ago, and you can still smell it. So, pretty good.
And they have a donation program for hospitals, I think you said?
Actually, that goes along under the line of fundraising. So you'd have to, you can set up your own fundraising and then donate. To be honest, it's never fully been explained to me or the group that I'm in on Facebook. And I've looked at a couple of different fundraising groups. And what people usually do is they will upsell, they will charge a little bit more for these fundraising items, and then just donate the rest of the cash to the cause.
Nice, okay. So if you have another organization that you're involved with, don't know why you'd want to need another one, but you have the opportunity to do fundraising for that. What would you recommend to someone who is sort of on the fence and might want to try things? What size box or what products would you recommend for? I'm interested, but want to see what it's all about.
Well, I would maybe, recommend starting with a mini. Hang on a second. Let me get a sip here. I went for the coffee, not the water. Hello. Anyway, so you can buy like a small, there's a USB warmer. It can, you can put it like in your computer or, you know, next to your workspace or whatever. And those come with little fan pods. It's a little bit different than wax. Otherwise, there are some wall warmers, very small warmers. In fact, one of my customers and her husband happen to be here, so they can maybe tell you about their experience. It's Joe and Carol. They are my biggest customers. So I will be honest. So, yeah, they buy a lot of wax from me, and they love it. So.
Okay, well, that would be good to hear from them.
Yeah.
We didn't prepare for this question, but this... Jan was a little nervous about presenting, so this is, I think, an easy one. One of my pet peeves with companies in general, and this is a smaller company, so they're usually better, is what's their customer service like? If there's something that someone orders on their own and they get hurt or things like that, how are they with responsiveness and support if needed?
They are very good. They're on the ball, whether you call them or chat with them on the website. They're pretty much on it.
Okay. And they're involved with, I mean, they're not a tiny company. They're pretty big. They're involved with, you mentioned, another company that people might recognize that has some of their products that starts with a D.
They're not related to doTERRA.
Sorry.
I was thinking about oil. So, no, that's
Disney.
Another company.
Yes,
so, Disney, I'm sorry, yes. Disney is one of their licensed. They definitely have partnered with Disney. And, in fact, at Epcot, there's a section of Epcot where they have, like, a multitude of scents wafting throughout there. And also you can buy things there, like the scent flowers. I brought a scent flower as an example with me. So.
Okay.
That's fun.
Is there anything that you can think of that we have not covered that you would like to mention?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, David.
No, go ahead.
Well, I do want to say that, you know, with every upside, there's a downfall. So there's a downside. So I do want to say that one thing about Scentsy is doing math, because I'm allergic to math, so I have hard time, you know, just a hard time with math. So trying to do this and that, you know, add things together and make sure I have everybody's order together and give them the right change and everything. And the second thing is sometimes inventory, trying to keep track of what I have. So, and math. Well, like I said, I'm not good at math, so of course I'm going to bring up math again. So, yeah, no, but no, seriously, there are very, very small downsides. Like, you know, you want to get something for a customer and it's already out of stock because it's been a popular item. Very, very small, you know, bad side of the, I mean, unfortunate side of the thing that some people don't get things fast enough, like the limited time offers, those go fast. So, and I will say that some of those on the wax bars, if you see something, especially in the limited time offer, and you want another one of those wax bars, you can put it in your club and you can have it forever and ever and ever until you decide you don't want it anymore. So.
Okay.
And the club subscriptions are at different intervals if you're interested in signing up for any club memberships. I could talk to you about that later after the meeting if you want.
Okay, thank you. So is there, by a show of hands and with sighted help, is there, are there questions?
Yes, yes.
Let's get that, so I want to make sure we have enough time for that. And as a reminder, Diane will be up here with demos at 12 o'clock.
Yes.
And you can ask her questions there as well.
And I have freebies too.
And she has freebies.
Oh.
Let's run the mic around for questions.
Okay, get a mic here. The one that works.
take my mic.
Oh, here, I got one. It's coming up.
So I actually have, it's working. I have two questions. My experience with Sensi was when I went to the LGS event, which is a virtual Let's Go Shopping event, and there was someone named Mimi selling Sensi products. And she had a website, so it made me wonder, does, how much of the website do you maintain, and how much does the company have to maintain?
The website is just all I know is that I sell, being a consultant, it's just $15 a month per consultant.
Okay, so you don't actually have to do any of the maintenance on
the
website?
No, sorry. No, you can edit basic information about yourself, and one of the things in the edit thing is what is warming in my warmer, so you can list three of the catalog items that they have mm-hmm. the wax, and you could change that at any time, and you could change your bio information, you could put your picture on there, and it gives your contact information, and then the rest is all their, their standard stuff.
So do the ones that you plug into the wall actually last longer than the ones that aren't connected to any electricity?
It depends. Again, it depends, repeating myself, sorry, on the size of the warmer and the area that you're warming and the scent itself. Some are stronger than others.
I see. Well, my only experience with wall things are those Glade plugins, so I assume these are of a higher caliber, right?
Yeah, they're similar.
Okay. All right, yeah. Done with the microphone.
Yeah, those are all oil-based.
So how are these waxes and oils different than the Glade?
Well, in my opinion, working with hot wax is easier than working with hot oil. But, I've never had one of those Glade the oil plugins myself, but the wax, I just think that the wax would be just stronger scent and much easier to clean up.
Any other questions?
Yes, this is the one.
Hi, I have two questions. One is, you're talking about warmers, other than the electric, like the Shell one, how do you use that? And then also, what kind of price range are we talking about?
I didn't hear the second.
Price range.
Oh, the price range? The mini warmers start at 25 and they can go to in upwards of 100. It just depends. Like, there's a special Christmas one right now that's $100. But the average warmer is maybe about $30-$35. Some of them are $50 for the slightly larger ones. So it just depends on what your purchase is. And I'm sorry, what was the second question?
Oh, the other than the electric, how does this warmer, what are we talking about?
So you plug in the warmer, there's a light bulb, and some of them have just element light source, and others have also a light bulb with them, and the light bulbs are very strong, so that's what actually melts the wax. There's a dish, a glass dish, and you put the wax in the dish, and the light bulb is below the dish. So, yeah.
I just wanted to share, Joe and I, we have three warmers. We have two in our kitchen and one in our bathroom. We put one of them in our hall bathroom, but our daughter kept pulling it out because of her curling iron. So I gave up. And so I moved that one also to the kitchen. And we like the wax that we like the best is the ones that smell like food. And yeah. Yeah.
Well, and Carol, you have the mini warmers, right? They're all the wall.
We have all the, three of them are the mini warmers that you plug into a wall socket. And the light also works as a night light.
Yes.
So, you have, you have a little bit of light coming, and that way, at nighttime, your house is completely dark. So.
That's why I like keeping one in the bathroom, so I can have it as a nice night light.
Great night.
Other questions?
I have one.
Yeah, I did.
Rob has one.
I have one.
Mike has one.
Yeah, I have one.
And Rob.
Oh, good. They're right next to each other.
Yeah.
That helps. Okay, Mike.
Well, I have this little, I guess you call this a tidbit. I have a stepdaughter. And her husband speaks Spanish, and he works for a company in Boise called Sensi.
Ah.
Oh.
And
Meridian.
He is customer support for South America.
Wow.
Really?
So that's all I want.
I hate to tell you this, Mike, but it's Meridian. It's Meridian, not Boise.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Same.
That's okay. That's a, I would love to walk into their warehouse.
Hold on.
Just take a big sniff. Right. I'm
trying to get it to you. Oh, okay.
So I'm curious about the way that you handle the orders, and I mean, what technology is involved? Do you keep track of your clients on a computer, on a smartphone?
Good question.
How do you ship the products out? All of these questions that I would find daunting as a totally blind person, that I did need some help, with some of this stuff.
Well, I've had a little bit of help. He's back there hiding. But John, are you here? Yeah, he's helped me with a lot of it. Thank you very much. And they do have a database that keeps track of orders, and then I usually just write or print them out separately. And then at the end of the year, I just print out one small thing and let my tax person, because I get sometimes I get inundated if it's too much and too much to try to do with math and inventory and all that stuff. Like I said earlier, but I'm doing what I can. You should see half of my kitchen is filled with Sensi stuff. Lots of boxes. The ordering, I mean, it's easy. You place the order, and also it keeps track of your past orders. You can go online. You can see the order number, the person's address, and everything they ordered. Okay. And you can get immediate tracking once the order ships.
Great. Thank you.
Question, how easy is it to maintain the warmers? Like the cleaning, you mentioned cleaning is easy, but do they last a long time? Are they maintained easy?
Yes, they last a long time. Let me say that the warmers themselves have a lifetime guarantee as long as it is something done from the manufacturer. If you happen to have a bad day and you throw it across the room, sorry, you're not going to get a replacement. So I have these, I've got some of these things with me in a package just to show you. There are these little cotton cleanup things that you can clean your wax with. Otherwise, I use paper towel. You just take a few seconds, turn off the warmer, let it get soft enough for you to handle, and then you can either throw it away or actually you can, if you're very careful, you can pour the wax back into the cube if you want to use it again. Yeah, into the clamshell. So.
What kind of scents or flavors does it come in?
A lot. There's bakery, there's woods, there's floral, there's fruity, there's holiday. There's a lot of different ones.
I'm just wondering, and maybe Carol and Joe can answer this. How much money does it take to keep one of these going for a year? You know, in terms of replacing the wax and so on and so forth.
I don't even pay attention to that part. Sorry. I mean, it's very, very, it's like pennies,
well,
pennies to the dollar.
You know, of course, the most expensive part of it is, you know, purchasing the warmer.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, if you, you know, like Diane suggested, you can buy the clam, you know, the little clam shells with the wax. And I think there's what, is it 6 or 8 little cubes in them?
There's 8 little cubes. There's also bigger sizes. We can talk about that if anybody is interested.
And usually in the mini warmers like what we have, you don't want to use any more than 2 cubes because the little shallow dish isn't going to hold it. And once it melts, you know, it's got all the wax in the hole. And I switch out the wax probably about, well, most of the time I'm not real consistent, but about every other week. And
can you get a little closer to the mic?
Pardon me?
Can you get a little closer to the mic, please?
Okay. Sorry.
There you go, right there. Perfect.
Sometimes what I do is, if I just want to refresh it, instead of taking all the wax out, I will fold some paper towel and I'll dip it into the wax and let it absorb some of the wax, and then I'll just put 1 cube in. And that seems to work too.
I forgot to add one little thing, that if you have vision of any type, and if you have light sensitivity, there are different colored light bulbs you can buy. I found out sometimes if I'm having a bad day, I don't want a bright white light shining in my face. So there are things like blues, purples. There's red, blue, yellow, or red, blue, orange, green, and purple. And the basic one is just a white light.
And one of the things we talked about, you can combine waxes if you want to. Is that right? Make a.
You can layer your scents. Yeah.
Chocolate and mint.
So one of the things that I'm curious about is that sometimes you want scent in the house and sometimes you don't. So is there a way to have it not emit a scent?
I'm not sure what your question is.
So sometimes you want to have that scent in the house, and sometimes you don't. Is there a way to stop the scent?
Oh, just don't use it.
Okay, I didn't know when it sat there, whether it still has
it. It depends. I mean, sometimes I'll turn it off, and with the wax still in there, you can smell the wax. It just depends on the wax. Again, it depends on the type of wax. Some are stronger than others.
Okay.
Or you can always, like I said, you can pour it back into the wax clamshell, or you can throw it away or whatever. And yeah.
Any other questions?
Okay.
Where would we go? Is it up on the website to see a list of? I know you gave us categories of the scents, but if we want to find out, you know, under food, is it just bakery or is it like bacon, you know, kind of? And I mean, is there a list somewhere where we can get an idea of what all?
I know Laura would love bacon.
Unfortunately, that's one that they've never come up with, but that's an idea. You might submit the idea, Lorraine, but anyway, there is, the way that their website is, you can type in a scent and it will tell you a wax that has that scent in it, if there is one. Like if you want lavender, it will tell you which ones have lavender. Or bacon you won't find.
Yeah. Okay, Frank has a question.
Hello.
Now, in the backyard, I would like to use it. And maybe it does work. I haven't done it. Is that I have mosquitoes in the backyard, and there are certain aromas that mosquito can only, you know, that can't stand. It's like a lemon tree or peppermint, mustard bush. They don't like that aroma. So I'm wondering if you do have aroma wax blocks or anything that makes that smell, will it work with mosquitoes?
Unfortunately, they don't have citronella. That's usually like, you know, what those candles, those outdoor candles that are good to keep away the mosquitoes. They don't have that. They don't have any outdoor products. They do have a cordless fan diffuser, but I don't think it would be strong enough to use outside.
See anybody else.
All right, so let's give Diana
a very nice. Thank you, Diana. I have one quick question, actually. Two quick questions. One, do they have any type of device that you can play music with, or you do that on your own, like as a relaxation?
That's your own.
That's your own. Okay. And no music attached. And what about regional scents, like the smell of pine trees or in from Vermont, or if you grew up in New York, do they have a garbage smell that you can?
I thought you were going to say pizza.
Actually, they have, right? Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, right here.
Okay.
Two mics coming at me. Okay. Hello?
Yep.
All right. So there is one that John really likes that is available right now. It's called Around the Campfire. And John, you want to talk a little bit about that? Your voice might travel. You want to explain?
Or you could say we could.
One of my favorites is Around the Campfire. And for me, it's one of those things that's the scent that brings.
Nope, should we use the mic?
Yeah, can we pass John a mic?
Hello, hello. So, Around the Campfire is a special one to me because it's a scent that brings back a memory. When I was growing up and we'd go on holiday trips, I'd go to visit my grandparents. And my grandfather had a wood-burning stove. It was the only source of heat at the ranch house. And it smells like white oak. And you just fire that up, well, you melt the wax. The scent is released. And immediately, for me at least, I'm like 8 years old again going, wow, we're at Grandpa's. So there are certain things that really have a sentimental attachment, and for me, that's been the number one one.
Nice. I love that. Yeah.
Sentimental.
Sentimental.
Okay. Thank you.
We have one more comment from Mike.
So I'm curious, how many scents have been floating around here today? I smell vanilla and something that was there that I recognized that disappeared, so I wonder.
Any scents that you have that are open right now, Diane?
No, they're all in a box.
Okay. Well, that just means you have a super sniffer there, Mike.
Yeah. This, other people are taking.
Well, I didn't shower, so.
Okay. Any other final questions? All right, so just as a wrap up, let's see what time it is. It's probably close to, it's 10:55. So we'll reconvene in 5 minutes, right straight up at 11 o'clock. Okay. Did I say something wrong?
Yeah, take a longer break.
Oh, okay. I did say something wrong. sorry. Let's take a 15-minute break. and then we'll come back in 15 minutes from now. So that's like 11:10 or 11:15. How about make it a straight 11:15? All right, let us begin with our business meeting. First of all, are there any late arrivals, either in person or on Zoom? Okay, and I think Mickey, is Mickey still here on Zoom?
Yeah, I'm still here. I was here for a lot of the demonstrations.
Excellent. Well, welcome, Mickey. Glad to have you. Let's start with our secretary providing us with the minutes.
You know what? Though I can't read and hold a microphone at the same time. Okay. All right. All right. I'm sorry. I just can't read at the same time. Can you guys all hear me? Okay. All right. Here I am. All right. The Silicon Valley Council of the Blind met on Saturday, October 19, 2024, in a hybrid form. The program portion of the meeting was called to order at approximately 10 a.m. Thirty members were present, with two additional participants on Zoom. Pete, and I don't have the spelling of his last name, so someone can give that to me later, from the League of Women Voters, gave an objective presentation about the upcoming election. He covered the ways of voting, followed by 10 statewide propositions, including both their pros and cons. There were no minutes, as Debbie Armstrong, secretary, was absent. The treasurer's report presented by Victor was approved by unanimous vote. Rob, chairing the nominating committee, reported the officer's slate for 2025. Alice Turner was nominated for president, with Lorraine Brown as the vice president nominee. David Hoffman was nominated for treasurer, with Debbie Armstrong for recording secretary, the recording secretary position. Carol Severia was nominated for corresponding secretary. John Glass was nominated to continue on the board along with Naomi Rubb. Joe Severia's term on the board comes to an end. There were no nominations from the floor, so Donna Sanchez moved to elect the slate by acclamation. Naomi seconded her motion. It was passed. John Glass was also voted by acclamation to serve a second term on the board. Diane Wetzel was also nominated for the board, replacing Joe Severia. She too was elected by acclamation. Alice announced the Christmas party will be held December 14th, and she introduced the committee organizing the event. Tickets are $30 for members and $35 for non-members. Victor was available to take payments, and the committee will meet the following week to firm up details. Lupe's subcommittee for reducing the same day out of service area fare for paratransit will meet the following week to propose a sliding scale to use instead of the flat $16 fee. She is also collecting feedback from anyone riding in the new, quote, ProMaster, quote, vans, because so many people have expressed discontent with them, and VTA needs to receive that feedback from the community. Catherine Stewart, Donna Sanchez, and John Kanzi, and John, I got to make sure I spelled your name right, had October birthdays, and the group sung happy birthday to them. John Kanzi had a question about the Braille newsletter and expressed interest in continuing to receive it. Mike Keithley explained that Nikki Quinzer will be probably taking over that responsibility. Alice explained the November program would be Diane Wetzel speaking about her business. Roger announced that due to several children dying from consuming hearing aid batteries, the new packaging now has become more complex, and he warns members that they are nearly impossible to open. Victor reminded folks attending the afternoon old-time radio event to see Penny to pay for their $5 admission and snack fee. Linda McLeod reported 16 conservative attorney general are attacking Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act as unconstitutional, and this early disability rights law may eventually be re-examined by the Supreme Court. So she will continue to monitor this situation. The meeting adjourned around noon.
Okay, we have one question here from Suzanne.
They do have hearing aids without battery, no, the use of batteries nowadays.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go through the minutes first. Okay, here we go. All those in favor of accepting.
Madam President, I have one change. Sorry, I stepped out of line. Go ahead.
Don't we do the changes after?
Yes, I'm sorry. I realize that. Go ahead.
All those in favor of accepting the minutes as read, say aye.
No, no.
Aye.
Any?
No, no. No.
What did I do wrong now?
No, we have to. We're going to discuss. Let's discuss the changes, and then we can.
Okay. Thank you. That's good. I'm clearly off my everything today. David, I believe that you have a comment.
How'd you know? One change to the cost for the for Christmas party. It's $30 for members and this dissenter clients.
Okay.
And $35 for non-members.
Yeah, I don't think we said that.
Can you spell,
is it STAHL?
STAHL.
I don't know.
That sounds right.
I think so.
Pete Stahl.
That's how it's going to be in the minute.
Yeah. Any other comments or changes?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay, so hearing none. Now I'll do what I should have done. All you out there in favor of accepting the minutes as read with a minor change, now please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, great.
Well done.
Thank you. Barely. Are there other minutes to be read?
No.
No. Okay. I thought there were 2 months of minutes. Okay, good. No, not good that you're not with it, but okay. Now let's move on. For those of you that probably are missing the fact that Victor and Bev are not here, they are in San Francisco for a little getaway. So I am going to turn it over to David to do the treasurer's report.
John Kansey has questioned
about the minutes. About
the party. Who's bringing the food to the party?
Oh, I'm going to do a whole party report as soon as we finish with the treasurer's.
Okay. All clear.
In case you're not tired of hearing my voice, here's the treasurer's report for the balances as of November 7th. My birthday. Checking account, $1,976.46. Sorry, $1,976.46. Money to be deposited, zero. Savings account, $6,377.97. Equipment purchase fund, $1,408.28. The tech grants, $1,778.77. Petty cash in the cash box, $854.70. Total current assets and total equity is $12,396.28. Sorry, and 18 cents, not 28 cents. Let's vote on that.
Okay, all those in favor of approving the treasurer's report as read? Say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, David, you can provide the detail.
So details for October, income for October, $80 in dues, $20 in donations, 42 cents in interest, Holiday parties, $360 was collected. $136 collected for the fundraiser, which was the old-time radio. Total income for October was $596.42. Expenses for October, $15.30 expense for the fundraiser, $3.36 in PayPal bank charges, $15.97 for meeting hospitality, volunteer lunch $20, presidential discretion fund $20, total expenses for October $74.63, net for October $521.79. As of November 7th, there wasn't any additional income or expenses, but there's been lots of activity since then, and that will be reported at the next meeting in
January. Okay, thank you so much. Okay, for new business, so John, Kenzie, some information for you and everyone regarding the holiday party. So the holiday party will be here at Vista Center San Jose on December 14th. And the start time and gathering is about, can someone help me? 11 a.m. And the end time for it is by 3 p.m. So they're just asking folks to make sure for your rides to be ready to be out, because I believe there might be another event that's coming in after that. So here's some good news. Here's some great news about the party. So we are having the same restaurant, Maggiani's. There's going to be a nice selection, including vegetarian options within the menu. We'll make sure that the menu and the information gets into the newsletter in December. As far as the gathering time, we have volunteers from our membership that are musical that will be entertaining us as we come in. So Diane Wetzel and Bev and Susan Glass. And when folks come in, you can settle in, hear the holiday music. Then our entertainer for this year is a storyteller. I don't have her name handy, but it was a referral from Victor. And apparently she's wonderful, has a sense of humor, and she's going to help us with telling stories around a holiday theme as well. And then there will be eating and drinking and merriment, including eggnog, thanks to the shopping party. And there will be snacks when you come in at your table. And if you haven't been to the holiday party before, David did let me know that we're approaching about 40 people. We usually have a little over 50 people that join. So if you haven't received or purchased your ticket, we'd love for you to join in. Yes, Lorraine, go for it. Oh, zippity do that. You did tell me that. And so for those of you that come here on the Wednesday, you may know that Catherine Stewart also has a beautiful voice. So it will be fun to be able to celebrate with everyone in an inclusive holiday theme. Okay, other new business items. I don't believe that we have any other new business that I know of. Let's go on to our committee reports. So transportation, Deb, did I hear Lupe introduce? I didn't think so. Deb, is there anything?
Yeah, VTA has not really done anything unusual, but there will be service changes in January. Unlike BART, which is reducing the number of trains and the number of times that trains run during the day, VTA is not doing that.
Bart is really suffering financially, and so we are going to see continued reduction in the times. There'll be a longer delay between trains with Bart.
What's going on? So,
what?
Hang on a minute.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
And there will be fewer trains, and they won't be as long. They won't have as many.
Hang on a second.
They're really cutting back.
Okay.
VTA, on the other hand, has promised that as of January 13th, they'll be making a bunch of changes to services, but those changes will all increase the number of buses that run. It'll reduce the delay between the times that the buses run, and it will also run more buses late at night and early in the morning. So they've had a uptick in ridership, and so they're able to pass that on to customers. What that also means is that if you couldn't take a paratransit for the $4 fee and you had to pay $16 at a particular time, there might be a bus running during that time now or after January 13th that will then allow paratransit to charge before. And I've had several people ask me about this, so I'm going to take a minute to explain.
Maybe left there and Mickey Quetzer right there has left the meeting.
Is this okay, Alice, for me to explain?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So people are asking why they have to pay $16 instead of $4. The reason for this is because VTA is following ADA guidelines, and these are federal guidelines that basically say if a bus is running, you are required as a transit agency to provide equal service for people with disabilities who cannot ride the bus. That's great. But it also says if there is no bus, that is, if able-bodied people don't have a bus to ride, they don't have to provide paratransit service for disabled people. So actually, our agency is going above and beyond by providing paratransit service, but charging for it. So as grumpy as we are about the $16 fee, we do have to realize they're going above and beyond the ADA regulations to even give us service at all. They don't have to do that. Now, Lupe is on a subcommittee for the Committee for Mobility and Transportation Access, and this subcommittee is working directly with VTA to try to change that so that it will now be on a sliding scale and people will not be getting charged $16. Lupe hopes, she's a very powerful advocate, her and her committee, and she's got several people with her on this committee who are also very powerful advocates. They're talking directly to city council. They're letting the VTA board know that this is a concern, that many low-income folks cannot afford that $16. And so we're hoping that she has a positive outcome. She is advocating with VTA for this change. And that's all I have to report now.
That's fantastic, Deb. Thank you for doing that, because I know that has been a common question and a concern as well.
I have an addition, a couple of additions.
Absolutely. Can we get Rob a mic?
Just a couple of real quick notes. Originally, the telephone system for looking up bus routes was really easy to use. Then it was changed, and it was very difficult because you had to have this six-digit number associated with your stop, and you know, for a blind person, we wouldn't know. Anyway, that's been changed. There, you can now access the original system. They've gone back to it. I think you can choose between the two. I'm not positive. The other thing I haven't tried yet, and I'm going to be curious, is the electrification of the Caltrain. It's that project is complete, and so now when you ride the trains, it'll be all electric. So.
Wonderful. And we'll get a report from Bev and Victor, because they took the train to the city. Okay, other committees we have is legislation, and what we discussed is that in the upcoming newsletter from California Council of the Blind, the Braille Forum, Jeff Tom wrote a pretty extensive article about the legislation that was passed through advocacy for California Council of the Blind and others. So for those of you that are new to the organization, the Braille Forum is the newsletter produced by California Council of the Blind, And it comes out, I believe, is it quarterly?
It's quarterly.
Quarterly.
And it's called The Blind California.
Okay, thank you. God, Don, I think someone else should run this meeting today. So it's The Blind Californian, and the Braille Forum is the ACB, right?
That's right.
Yes.
Phew. Okay. So I'm going to go on, and then I'm going to adjourn this meeting. Sorry. All right. Straighten up and fly right here. How about, we talked about membership, and we welcomed John as a new member today. So thank you for joining, John. You're here Wednesdays, and he reminds me often that he has provided me with assistance with finding something. So thank you very much. All right. Let's go through in terms of announcements before we do birthdays. Any announcements?
Cookie. Yeah. I wanted to let you guys know, I was going to make an announcement about there was more cookies, but there isn't any more cookies.
Oh,
all the cookies have been sold.
Yay.
The cookies that Perla baked and the cookies that I brought that had been left over from the picnic, and we brought in for our, I guess it's the tech grant?
Yes, yes.
$77.
Beautiful. Excellent. And then before we go into the birthdays, just a little announcement from the board meeting is in January, we'll be forming a test team to bring back the tech grant with the test team making some decisions regarding amounts and advertisements and also updating the information on the application. So we believe that due to the cookies and a lot of other things that we have enough money that's coming that has been deposited that we can start to launch the tech grant again. Okay, so I know for a fact that there is many birthdays in November. So anyone in the room that has a November birthday, could you call it out?
Rob.
Okay, we have Rob Turner, which is his birthday is tomorrow. I happen to know that, November 18th.
No, it's actually Monday.
And the beat goes on. I don't. Yeah, okay, I won't get any points for today. And Naomi's birthday and David Hoffman's birthday. And did I hear Steve's birthday? Any other November birthdays? Perla's birthday. Okay, I think we figured out that it was around February Valentine's Day, 9 months prior to that. So let us all begin with singing happy birthday to our members. We don't have Bev, so if someone else can kick us off. Okay, Deb.
Happy birthday to you.
Beautiful. All right. Can I have a motion to end this pain for me? Okay.
May I suggest, yes. Alice, you don't operate anything today? No. don't operate a guide dog. Don't do anything. And
yeah, no,
remember
no.
That Diane is going to be at her table with her demonstration products for Sensi. So.
Okay.
Everyone,
beautiful.
Attack.
All right, so the meeting is officially closed, and yes, I will not be operating any heavy machinery today. So thank you, one and all, for joining, and we'll see you at the Christmas party.